Joining us now, our buddy Jerry J-Man Joyner, an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and also the host of a TV show and a podcast called Weed and Whiskey. J-Man, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, question for you now. Do you wake and bake? Are you a wake and baker kind of guy?
My phone goes off at 4:20 a.m. Central Standard Time every morning.
Yeah.
And I used to start with smoking a joint and having a cup of coffee.
Okay. What do you do now?
I now drink a energy drink that's got THC and caffeine, and it only costs $5. So I'm saving money with a wake and bake that doesn't require flame.
Wow. I mean, the combo there. I mean, I've heard doctors say that, you know, a Red Bull and vodka is not a good idea. So if you go the other direction, a Red Bull and maybe a little THC, that's okay?
Yeah. Well, you know, people have been doing that in Amsterdam for 100 years. They go to a coffee shop, they have a cup of coffee, and they smoke a joint. And so I've done that for a half a century.
Okay.
For 50 years, I've been using cannabis on a daily basis.
All right. Well, if you've been doing it that long and you've got a show and you're an advocate for the marijuana industry, you've also got to be, please tell me, an advocate for responsibility. And driving stoned is not a good idea.
No, it's not. You never want to do something that's going to jeopardize other people. J-Man's got the four D's. You don't drive if you're drowsy. You don't drive if you're distracted. You don't drive if you're drunk. And you don't drive if you're drugged. And drug doesn't just mean marijuana anymore. You know, you could take some prescription medications that you have, but you take too many of those, or maybe you had a glass of wine and it interacts with that. So don't get behind that wheel with any impairment. Stay at home and enjoy your buzz.
Well, good. I'm glad you say that, because it's tougher to detect right now, I think, with police officers on whether or not somebody's, you know, eating a gummy or they're drunk, because, you know, obvious signs of being drunk, they can't speak, they smell like booze, and they're just idiots. But if you eat half a gummy, you know, it's not as easy to detect, and people are doing it without being busted. Do you think the technology is going to, you know, improve where that'll be just as detectable at some point?
Yes, they're certainly working on that. You know, the breathalyzer for law enforcement is about 90% accurate, and it's been something that's been used across the country with a lot of success. That's a big problem that comes up with THC. There's two issues with this. One, it's how long it stays in your system. We could eat a gummy today, not have any psychotropic effect from this gummy tomorrow, yet if we have to do a urine or a blood test, it's going to show we've got THC in our system. Alcohol metabolizes much faster, so you don't feel the effects of it, and it's not going to show up. So I think that's why we're seeing an increase of people with THC in their systems when they have accidents. They may or may not have been impaired from that THC. Again, creating another problem for law enforcement. There are two companies that have gotten grants from the feds to work on a breathalyzer or an analyzer type in the field for people with marijuana in their system.
Do you believe that it's okay to be doing this every day like you advocate that you do? And, you know, does it, you know, impair your functionality in other areas like a career or relationships? Or, you know, there's a lot of people that say if you're doing this to get buzzed, you know, it's wrong, just like you would do alcohol or pain pills or whatever. You know, you're taking your body and your system into a direction that's really not going to be positive or beneficial.
That's a great point. You know, for 45 of those 50 years, I was just getting high. I was a pothead. Now, I was in the closet with this. I'm down at Willie Nelson's house, and he says, "Hey, man, you do this all the time. Your birthday is 420. You ought to be vocal about it." Now I got a TV network with this. People have an endocannabinoid system. Every mammal on Earth has an endocannabinoid system, and this is what regulates CBD and THC. And everybody's is a little bit different. As I mentioned, I was using this all my life, thinking, "Hey, man, I'm just a stoner and I like to get high." I didn't realize it was actually helping my body. I take no prescription medications whatsoever. I work about 80 to 100 hours a week. I own a couple of different companies besides the TV network. So I'm a very productive member of society. But that's the exact opposite of what most people think about stoners, people that get high.
All right. Well, J-Man, it's always good to catch up with you. I appreciate your efforts and your safety concerns for people putting people in danger out there. Thank you, buddy.
You got it, guys. Anytime.